Well, have you been to the jail, Sandy? Well, have you been to the jail, Sandy Lord? Well, have you been to the jail, Sandy Lord?
This is Autumn Storm, and I'm here to talk about the people we encountered on our trip to Alabama. The people down south are incredible. Most of them are very polite and friendly, which I'm sure we can all agree is a lot different than most people in Michigan and in the northern states. I noticed a difference in people's disposition first thing in the Birmingham airport. There were random people walking past us who would smile and say hello and ask how we were doing, which is a little different than how it is around here. On Saturday morning, we met Mrs. Bland, and she brought us on a tour around Selma. We learned from her how the young people are expected to act toward older people and just other people in general. She in turn expected us to act the same, which was to smile and greet every person we passed along the sidewalk, and to always address her as Ma'am or Mrs. Bland, never by her first name, Joanne. Unfortunately, Angelina didn't score any points for Mrs. Bland because she failed to address her as Mrs. Bland and continually called her Joanne. During our tour through the George Washington Carver Projects in Selma with Mrs. Bland, a girl about 16 or 17 walked up to us and invited us to hang out with her and her friends after we were finished with Mrs. Bland, which I thought was pretty amazing, considering she didn't know any of us. That night at the street fair in Round Town, Sam, Courtney, and I met a few interesting people, but every person we passed by or talked to was extremely friendly. The march on Sunday was phenomenal. It was so moving to watch and participate in the unification of all races and cultures across the bridge. After the march, we went into a few shops and we did not come across one rude or disrespectful employee. Amazing, I know. We flew home Monday night, and I could tell we were back in Michigan, not only because of the noticeable change in weather, but also because of the people in the airport. Home sweet home. Overall, the trip to Selma was a great learning experience. It took events from our boring textbooks and brought them to life and made them real. It was also a lot of fun. And I can honestly say that I will go back down there for the bridge crossing jubilee. I recommend that any person who can get down there goes. Now I would like to take the time to say thank you to our parents for supporting us, Mr. Wood, Mr. Green, and Mrs. Carlson for taking us, Mr. Kennedy for allowing us to miss school, Diane from the ISD for setting up our video conference, Andrew for meeting up with us and giving us that great autographed picture, Congressman John Lewis for everything he has done in the past, all he has done in the present, and all he will do in the future. And I also want to thank all those who played a role in the Civil Rights Movement, and thank you for listening.
Certainly, Lord.